Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 24th of May, 1983.
Thanks to Andrew for News at Midnight. He's back at 1 o'clock.
And also many thanks to Steve Douglas in the last four. Jackson Brown gets Nightline underway this morning with two songs from his Running On TLP. First, the Loadout, and then a song called Stay. A lot of people have been saying that to us a little earlier today. Won't you stay just a little bit longer? So we're back. Hope you're happy. This is South Coast 194 and Stereo 104.
I'm not afraid to die.
past 12 on South Coast Radio with Carly Simon, Melt My Heart, and also a song from Police, Spirits in the Material World. A little earlier today, you may well have bumped into some of us down in Patrick Street collecting petitions. It's something which we really have to sort of implant into your memory, because if you want independent radio in Cork, it's totally in your hands and you'll have to take action now. There's lots of different ways you can do it. You can contact your local TD, that's a very good way of doing it. I'll write to Doyle Aaron, and for that you do not need a stamp. Just write, no need to put a stamp on the envelope. And there's other ways as well. I'll go into details of those later on. And you can, of course, come down and sign up down at Patrick Street. He jumps in my room.
I'm not I'm asking you to stay, remembering it used to be.
From the America LP, the new one called View from the Ground, that's Never Be Lonely, and new single from George Benson. It's been a while since we've heard from him, but that's the new one called Lady Love Me, or something like that. Wrong pronunciation, probably. 25 to 1 on South Coast Radio, the music leader, 194 and Stereo 104. And if you want independent radio in Cork, it's time to take action now by either contacting your local TD, you can write to Doyle Aaron, you would need a stamp for that, or you can come and sign our South Coast Radio petition at the Patrick Street, Winthrop Street junction. Anytime, we'll be down there tomorrow, first thing in the morning, pop down, and even take one or two blank petition forms off and get them signed by your friends if you want. Please support local independent radio now. Here's a song for Lillian. Popped in a little earlier. Wanted to hear this. It's Chris Rea with If You Choose to Go. Thank you. for some time. As yet, it's not out, I don't think. Though a single from it did come out not so long ago. A single called Let It Loose. That's right. What a memory. Now, that's from last year's LP. The song called If You Choose to Go. It's Chris Rea we're talking about. 21 minutes to one on this Tuesday from South Coast Radio 194. A lot of people phoning up and even dropping letters through the door, which is very nice, saying, welcome back. You've got to stay on the air, which is a nice thought. Thanks very much. A couple of people have got phoning like Liz and Pat. Thank you for your kind message. And you also asked, will we be playing any Ali Thompson this morning?
That's what's playing now.
A song called African Queen.
Take a ride on Monday to the promised land. Heat haze rises, we're touching down. Tropical horizon, tropical sound. Find a memory.
Fleetwood Mac from last year's Mirage LP, the song called Gypsy, and Ali Thompson from his Take a Little Rhythm LP, the song African Queen. 12 minutes to one on South Coast Radio 194 and Stereo 104 with John and Van Gunness.
Thank you. definitely does sound like they're singing A Woman Needs Her Socks.
But why could she not do with a pair of leg warmers or something like that?
It's a new single from John and Van Gellis.
They call it And When the Night Comes.
I'm sure they'd sell more copies of it if they called it A Woman Needs Her Socks. 8 minutes to one on South Coast. We'll say good morning to some more people. They're keeping the phone busy tonight. Saying welcome back, basically, and will you stay back on the air? Hello to Patsy Lands. She's studying for, it says here, her HDIP. I think it's High Diploma at UCC. That comes in from Richard. We'll play you John Martin. Might be okay? Yes? A song called Couldn't Love You More.
South Coast Radio. Your independent radio.
Here in Cork. A station all of your own. Of which you don't even have to pay a penny. And if you're into that in a big way, which from what we can gather the past few days being down in town, is what you want, you'll have to take action now. In the future, it'll be no good. To me now. Any ideas you can think of, any suggestions we're open to, but there's some obvious ones, like coming and signing our petition
with
Daly down at the junction Winthrop Street and Patrick Street. We'll be there. Big gang of us taking petitions. You can write to Doyle Aaron. That won't cost you a penny either, because you do not need a stamp. Or contact your local PD any way you can to support local radio. And with a little luck, we'll be here to stay.
South Coast Radio, where we keep time by keying Pulsar Core.
South Coast Radio!
1 o'clock, good morning, I'm Andrew Hupin. In the Core Crocus dispute, both sides are to meet in the morning at 11 o'clock. Core Corporation and the IT and GWU are anxious to settle the dispute as quickly as possible. The strike entered its third week today. Rubbish has been building up all over the city, and at the city dump on the Kinsale Road, the new ring road has been completely blocked by refuse. The strike is over the introduction of new collection routes in the city. In the north, two policemen were slightly injured in an explosion tonight in County Tyrone. The Provisional IRA have claimed responsibility for the incident, which occurred in Pomeroy. The policemen were in their vehicle when a bomb exploded in front of it. The driver managed to stop the car before it fell into a crater left by the blast. The area has now been sealed off, and an army bomb disposal officer is now at the scene. And near Cole Island, security forces have sealed off the area around a hijacked car, which has been abandoned there. The latest quarterly survey of business prospects for the manufacturing industry in Northern Ireland is the most encouraging for some time, according to a survey carried out by international consultants. But because of redundancies in a number of large firms, overall employment in existing industries is expected to drop by about 4% in the next year. The directors of Dublin Cargo Handling are to meet again in the morning to consider the Labour Court recommendation already accepted by the union representing deep-sea dockers and checkers. Despite being locked out yesterday, the men involved in the docks dispute have been advised to report as normal for work. In Britain, an investigation has been launched into the deaths of four men who were working on a reservoir in Derbyshire. One of the men went down a manhole to inspect water levels and was overcome by poisonous gases. Three workmen who went to rescue him were also killed. A group of Palestine Liberation Organization officers opposed to the leadership of Mr. Yasser Arafat have rejected proposals to end the dispute within the PLO. They say they'd refused to obey orders, placing them under Mr. Arafat's personal command. But reports from Lebanon say that more than 100 people kidnapped during sectarian violence over the weekend have now been released. Leaders of the Public Services Committee of the Congress of Trade Unions have met the Minister, Mr. Boland, for talks on pay. The two sides are to meet again on Wednesday. In the North, 95 candidates have been nominated to contest 17 seats in the forthcoming British general election. The SDLP is the only party fighting in all constituencies. The DUP leader, Ian Paisley, and Mr. Jim Molyneux of the official unionists have been in contact throughout the day, but they failed to agree on single candidates in three constituencies, South Down, Mid Ulster and West Belfast. But neither leader has ruled out the possibility of withdrawing at a later date, although this is considered unlikely. The weather forecast, it'll be cool with temperatures falling to around 5 degrees. Winds light and variable. Light rain or drizzle will continue overnight with some showers and sunny spells in the morning. Well, that's it for the moment from the newsroom. We'll be back at 7. So from all of us here on this side of the glass, it really is great to be back. Good night.
The music leader.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nick, Nick.
Nick Richards!
It's time to say.
7:30, thanks to Andrew for news. It's the new Men at Work LP that gets us into the second hour of Nightline, the LP called Cargo. If it's not so, well, maybe it is a little bit like the other LP, but it gets prizes for the LP cover, a million times better than the Men at Work one. That song called It's a Mistake. Things pretty much are the same if you're a regular Nightline listener.
After 2 o'clock, we go super duper.
Easy listening. Meantime, Doobie Brothers.
As we take a long last look at this love. Before you go, baby, I've got to know. Before you go, baby, I've got to know.